The question was asked, do the Jewish people have an interest that Avodah Zarah be removed from all over the world? So the Gemara in Tractate Brachos brings the following blessing. It says, and I'm reading from the Codex, from the Shulchan Aruch, but it's really a quote from a Mishnah in Brachos. Haro'e makom shenekra avodat kohavim. Someone who sees a place where idol worship was uprooted. It used to be a house of worship to a pagan god, and now there's no longer that house of worship for a pagan god. Now they use it as a laundromat. So, if it's in the land of Israel, so he makes the following blessing. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the world, she'akar avodat kohavim me'artzenu, who uprooted idol worship from our land. And if it's in Chutz La'aretz, he says, blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the world, who uprooted idol worship from this place. Either way, you conclude the blessing with the following prayer. The blessing is concluded with a statement, Keshem she'akarta otam me'amakom hazeh, just as you uprooted idol worship from this place, ken ta'akor otam mikol hamakomot, so too you should uproot it from everywhere. Vashev lev ovdehen lovdecha, and bring the hearts of those who worship the idols back to your service. So we do have this hope, this anticipation, that the world will come back to serve Hashem. And it just so happens that on this week's Parsha, I wrote the following thought. I don't know if it's true, but it's a thought that I had. When the plagues begin, Am Yisrael is called Bini Bechori Yisrael. Hashem sends a message to Pharaoh. My firstborn son is Israel. And if you don't let them go, I will kill your firstborn son. So I wonder, why are we called Hashem's Bechor, Hashem's firstborn son? What's the message in that? And maybe the idea is, just like a firstborn is indicative of a special position, but it's also an indicator that there are other children. So perhaps the message is, they are the firstborn, but there are supposed to be other children. There are supposed to be other nations who join and go in the way of Hashem, as we see this recurring theme throughout the prophets. Maybe that's why we're called the firstborns. And if that's the message, then perhaps that too is why we find in our parsha, where we're just starting to get commandments. And we get this commandment that seems a uniquely Jewish commandment. Bring a paschal offering. Only we had the miracle of Pesach. So it would seem that only we would have that obligation. Along comes the Torah and says, Torah achat, you have one rule for you and the ger, the convert. So we haven't yet left Egypt, and the Torah tells us, you should know the convert gets equal treatment. What does a convert have to do with this? They didn't leave Egypt, I left Egypt. Ah, no, you see? But your job is to be a firstborn. That means there's supposed to be other children. Hashem wants the nations to join. It's a recurring theme throughout the prophets. So perhaps that's the message why we're called Bini Bechori. Hashem wants other people to join. And if you'll pay attention, you'll see that our prayer on Rosh Hashanah repeatedly reflects that. Ve'yeda kol po'ul ke'ata fe'alto. Let all creatures know that you are the one who guides them. Let all creations know that you created them. We pray, let all those who have a living breath within them, let them all declare, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, Hashem the God of Israel, He is the King. His reign is all encompassing. So it certainly seems to be a theme, whether that's the idea behind our name as Bini Bechori, I'm not sure, but perhaps. That's a thought I had. But at any rate, the concept is true. The concept we see indicated in this blessing, where we pray for the world to come back to Hashem. We definitely have an interest that pagan idol worship cease, and the world all turn to Hashem and worship Him, as we see in our prayers on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and also in this blessing. So do we have-